This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Monday version of Byers & Company in studios with us today. And it's a great pleasure to welcome David Lane, the Assistant Director of Field Service for the Greater St. Louis Area Council Scouting. That name throws everybody because, you know, St. Louis seems like it's a couple hour drive, but it seems like very far away.
It does.
Yep. So how did all of that organization take place and how did we end up with local Boy Scouts having St. Louis in the title?
Sure. So the beginning of 2019 is when the official merger happened. But before that, the board here, they made a decision that they wanted to start looking outward. They knew that, I mean, they weren't financially in trouble. They weren't shutting the doors, but you know, they wanted to bring in more resources and have bigger opportunities for these kids. So they started looking at neighboring councils to see where there might be an opportunity to create a larger network. And they ultimately worked with the St. Louis Council, and that merger became official in 2019. I got here at the end of that after all of that kind of settled down. But it was really positive because it brought in a lot of resources. It brought in a lot of a good financial structure, just to make sure that, you know, we're able to provide a lot for our kids here locally.
All right. So whenever you consolidate, I mean, it's certainly financial benefits and resources and all that, but it's easy sort of to, like, get detached, you know, or people hear about it and they don't think of that as local, right?
Yep.
I mean, part of your job, you know, you're coming in here this morning, you're going to be with the guys tonight at 5 o'clock, is getting that word out there that you're still here locally. Got an office right down the street from us right here.
Yep, absolutely. And we really emphasize that, you know, scouting happens locally, and it's not even so much in our St. Louis headquarters or in our office. Scouting happens in the church basement at Monday nights at 6 o'clock when the parents from a group of school kids get together, and that's really where it's happening. But yeah, we it was important to make sure that, you know, we had a local presence here. You know, we kept an office, we kept leadership, we still have our local camps. So as far as the kids and the volunteers in this area are concerned, it's exactly as it was, you know, ahead of this merger.
All right. What is the state of the state right now with Boy Scouts here in Decatur and Macon County and the surrounding areas?
Yeah, so things are really good. We had our third consecutive year of membership growth in 2023, which is awesome coming out of COVID. That was not the trend nationally.
No, you arrived right at the exact time, right?
I did. Yeah, I got here a couple months before everything shut down. So yeah. I got a great welcome to the community.
Yeah.
But so we were able to, get kids excited about scouting kind of coming out of COVID. We had a down year there when schools were closed.
Sure.
And everything,
everybody did.
But, you know, parents got excited about something for kids to do. And you know, we really kind of captured that. And we saw a lot of growth, and that growth is continuing. You know, we've gotten more programs started. We're building the programs that we have. So it's been all good and exciting here for Scouts.
Okay. So, you know, young person out there, you know, grandparents out there, whatever it might be, how do you recruit kids? I mean, where are you, what's your presence like in schools and in groups? How do you recruit kids today?
Yeah. So schools is the number one way we get to kids. We'll send home flyers. We'll go in and we'll do presentations. You know, we'll go into a classroom and we'll say things like, who wants to go camping? Who wants to shoot a bow and arrow? It's really easy to get a first grader excited about.
In some ways, COVID made some of that stuff come back, right?
Absolutely.
As bad as it was for everyone, people got back to sort of nature and hiking and doing a lot of the things the Boy Scouts have been big fans of for decades and decades.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gonna earn my badge now.
Yeah. So we do a lot in schools. We try and get the word out. We do a lot on social media. It just kind of depends on the community and the access that we have. But we try and keep a good online presence, so anybody that sees any of our stuff, they can go online and quickly find a unit to find home.
All right, tell me about your mobile STEM center.
So this was a project that came out of the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation's Impact 100 grant here this last cycle. So we got funding to create a mobile STEM program. We also had another anonymous donor come in to help us with the funding for the actual vehicle. So we put that all together, and we have this new mobile STEM lab that we're able to take around to not only our units, but also people in the community. So here this last weekend, we were at the Festival of Spring with the Conservation District. Here coming up, we'll be at the Duck Derby at the Children's Museum. We'll be with the YMCA for their summer camps, all sorts of opportunities. And we'll be at a few different schools too, which is a great opportunity for us to take some of our programming into schools. Not every kid's able to join scouting.
Sure.
Or they don't all have that opportunity. So this is a way to expose kids to great programming, regardless of what they have, at their disposal.
All right. So what does it physically look like?
Yeah. So it's a Sprinter van that's been retrofitted, and on the inside, it has everything from VR headsets to 3D printers to a big laser engraver. It's got robots. It's got coding equipment.
Very cool.
It is. It's super.
Do you do any adult events? I think I'd like to go to the STEM Mobile Center.
We had it out this weekend. We probably had just as many parents playing with toys sure. as we did with the kids. But it's a lot of fun, and it's great to see kids get that exposure to, you know, they don't always have the opportunity to pick up a 3D pen or play with
sure.
a robot.
So how do people organize that with you? You know, say there's an event going on or something that you might be interested in but you don't know about. How do they just contact the office?
Yeah, they can contact the office. There will be a way to reserve it online. We're actually in the process of hiring someone to be the manager for that.
Okay.
So once that's up and running, it'll be a much easier process to reserve it. You know, we're doing a few community events here to get it started, but we've not quite thrown it out there all the way while we're getting the staffing.
Well, Duck Derby's coming up pretty quick at the Children's Museum. That'll be a great place. All right, you guys have a big fundraiser coming up in August as well, right?
We do. We have our Dueling Pianos for Scouting. That's going to be the second year of this event. So tickets for that are going to go on sale this Wednesday, May 1st. It was a lot of fun last year. I don't know if you've been to a Dueling Pianos event before.
I have. It's been a while, but yes.
So it's fun. It's interactive. You know, it's a combination music comedy show. But it's just a super, super fun event. So you can purchase individual tickets or you can bring a friend and buy a whole table. We do this at the Children's Museum. This was a great opportunity to work with another nonprofit in town. Last year we had the Good Samaritan Inn do all of our catering for the event. So
sure.
It was a lot of fun. It was great to work with some other partners, and we raised about $20,000 for
that's amazing.
Local scouting.
That's amazing. What's the best place for people to find you, whether they want to sponsor something, talk to you about the STEM Center, just interested in getting their kids signed up for Scouts? How do they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so our website, stlbsa.org, is the easiest way to get all the information. If you're interested in the event, you can do the same website, stlbsa.org/pianos. If you're interested in learning more about a local scouting unit, stlbsa.org/join. There'll be a big map that pops up. You put your zip code in. It'll show you all the units near you and how to reach out to us.
All right, David, we appreciate it.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you for being in here. Assistant Director of Field Service for the Greater St. Louis Area Council Scouting. They represent local scouts. A lot of cool things going on.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.